little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge the star.
Hey folks, how y'all doing? Yeah, this is not the Mexican. Joy's out right now. So, welcome to Two Shots of Geeks, podcast number 85.
No, he did not get deported. I'm sorry to get your hopes up.
You're stupid, Wayne. Watch, he'll be back in there beating the hell out of you. We'll probably record the sound of you whining in the corner. Yeah, just to let you know, podcast number 85 here for Two Shots of Geeks crew. Minus George today. You know, it wasn't like 2 weeks ago I was out, and then I came back last week, and then now George's out again. Or
it happens from time to time.
I know, it's just it work, but George has a little family thing he has to take care of. So hopefully everything's well and good for you, George. So yeah, we could touch bases on this week. What came out? Of course, everyone's favorite Grand Theft Auto 5.
Yep.
And how much did it make on its opening day? 80 mil.
Whew.
I believe so. 80 million for Grand Theft Auto 5 opening day. Well, that's including the midnight, but let's see if we could look that up right now, see how long that'll last. I did pick it up earlier today when I get off of work, but I still haven't played it yet. So I know George's been playing it a lot this week since it came out, and
800 million.
$800 million. So it actually surpassed how much they spent on it to make it. It was $250 million to make the game, and then they got that money back and then some. So $800 million on its opening day, and wow, that's pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Rockstar Games never cease to fail us, especially fun gamers like us. I don't know. Well, I can't say anything for Wayne because he doesn't play that type of game. Wayne, you bore us to death.
No.
Yes, you do. There are doers and there are thinkers. You're neither one.
Oh, this guy's funny.
It's true. Watch. George comes back next week on the next podcast. He'll tell you the truth. There are doers and there are thinkers. You're neither one. Sorry to say. So, getting back on the subject. So, I've been playing this week. Wayne, go up. I'll let the boringness start off with you.
Oh, my.
Yes.
More Transformers Legends, of course. More G.I. Joe Battlegrounds. Halo Spartan Assault. And...
Come on. Pocket Pool.
No.
Pocket Pool.
I feel like I played something else. Oh, yeah. Forza Horizon.
Still?
Yeah.
Good God, you have to retire that game, man.
I enjoy racing around nowhere.
Just like you are with life, huh? Oh! But then, gotcha! Gotcha good on that one, Wayne.
But other than that, I've been catching up on some movies. I watched all three Mad Max movies. Sat down and just watched them all on Blu-ray.
Wait, all in one day?
All in one day.
I can tell why you're getting crazy right now. Great movie. I agree with Wayne. Great movie. I dare not sit on all three of them.
I watched them back to back.
But I would watch back to back of the Lord of the Rings trilogy. That's just me. Or yeah. Star Wars trilogy. The original Star Wars trilogy.
No, I was watching the first one, and I just had this thought pop in my head. It's like, what did Australia do? They asked for their own Punisher and got Mad Max instead? I mean, it's the story is so close, the character.
It's like white people asking for God, and next thing you know, Chuck Norris comes.
No, but
it's true.
That's asking for a quick death.
Please don't kill us lightly. Wrong, son. Yeah, freaking Chuck Norris comes out of nowhere. Gotta love it.
I know I went to the movies over the weekend too, and I can't remember what I saw.
What was it about?
I can't remember.
You freaking moron! Who'd you go with? By yourself.
Nah, I went with Gabe.
Oh, mandate! What did you watch, anyway? I mean, what was it?
I honestly, my mind has been all over the place today, and I just can't remember much of anything.
Dude, you have short attention span. You have short memory like freaking grass grows.
Actually, I have poor short-term memory, but I have great long-term memory. A year from now, I could probably tell you exactly what happened, you know. But, no, whatever.
Wow. Your mom would drop you on your head when you were a kid.
Detail, son.
On what? On a bunch of computer parts? Your mom probably did drop in a bunch of VHS parts or something, man.
It was the playground.
Oh, dear God. At least you just dropped it on Santa by any chance?
Let me see what's on theaters right now.
Wayne over here is trying to find out if his mom dropped him on his head in a sandbox.
No, it wasn't the sandbox. It was the swings.
Alright. I really wish George was here. He'd be laughing his ass off right now, too. So that's all you've been playing this week?
I want to say yes.
You want to say yes?
I saw Riddick.
I saw Riddick too.
That's what it was.
Fun movie.
Yeah.
Fun movie.
I don't know why I couldn't remember that.
Oh, come on. It's Vin Diesel.
I know. My mind just like, you know, a lot of things going on. That's all last past week, so, you know.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Or was that last weekend before last? I don't know anymore.
It came out 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. So I must have saw it 2 weeks ago. It's been one of those weeks.
Man, you should walk into my shoes, man. You'll hate your life at work, where I work at. All right, folks. Well, for me this week, I've been playing a lot of Ultimate Marvel's Capcom 3, trying to find a new team, because Nemesis, Wolverine, and Hawkeye can't really do it for me. This week, I've been playing a lot of Wolverine on Point, Storm on Second, and Taskmaster on Anchor. Great team, does a lot of damage, especially when you do the basic, you know, bread and butter with Storm, pop them up again, bread and butter, down with the Hailstorm X-Factor, dash forward into a three-way super if you have the bars, if not two. Just Storm and Wolverine alone is just a lot of damage. And add on Taskmaster with his arrow supers, it's dead. That's well over a million plus. I think 1,000,003? A million three damage on X Factor level 1. Nice. What else? The second team I've been playing is with Storm. I replace Storm with what's his name? Damn it, Spencer. So I put Spencer on Point, Wolverine second, and I have Taskmaster on as Anchor. Didn't do so well. I got my ass handed to me pretty good, but I'm probably going to stick with the Storm Wolverine. The hell is that? Storm Wolverine and Taskmaster team. So I'm going to configure which way, you know, is going to go what, it's going to go where, but hopefully I'll find a permanent team to actually win against. I've been doing pretty bad lately. Other than that, I've been playing a lot of Counter-Strike Global Offense on the Steam Network. Yes, I still play computer games. Wayne, you know that a stun gun, like a little taser gun, kills is an instant kill in that game.
And which one is that again?
It's Counter-Strike Global Offense.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it. Next, next.
I saw that video of the female soldier getting tased.
That's horrible. I can tell why you don't have a date.
No. Well, she was being held by two male soldiers.
Uh-huh.
And as she gets tased, she had a reflex to reach down and squeezed. The other man dropped to his knees.
Oh, I dropped too with about 500,000 volts going through your entire freaking body.
Oh, no, she didn't drop. He did, because she grabbed him in the wrong spot.
Oh, my God. What? Wayne, does your parents know what you do in your room or in this shack of ours? Really?
Actually, I did.
Squeezed. Ah! Yeah, I'd be screaming too.
Yeah, that guy was in pain. She was in pain, but he was in worse pain.
Yeah, getting your nuts crushed by a woman that's being tased. Talk about adding an insult to injury, getting shocked and getting your balls freaking turned purple and whatnot.
It was a funny video, though. I will say that.
Now I can tell why Wayne likes it. Double like on every account he has on YouTube.
No, not like that.
Yeah, so other than Global Offense, I've been playing Killer Instinct for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
Nice.
Oh, dude, that game's... As I said before in the past, I'll say it again. That game's awesome. That game's awesome. That game's awesome.
I've been getting my 3DS updated and ready, so I'm going to see if I can find a few games to have on that ready for Extra Life.
Oh, yes. I myself need to download some more games as well, but... Other than Killer Instinct, probably the next coming week I'll be playing a little more Killer Instinct Gold for the Nintendo 64 system, which is I'm still gotta redust it off again in my apartment.
Nice.
But other than that, that's all been for me. Oh wait, hold on, that's been a lie. I've also been playing skee-ball on my iPhone 4S.
Nice.
And also 3D bowling.
Nice.
Yes, especially at work, because I'm working with the military, we would like to go bowling. Well, if you don't have enough time for lunch or we're too hungry to skip bowling during lunch, we just play on our phone. Yes, that's how we do it over there. Bowling.
Hey. I played some of those games on my phone in the past, you know, when I'm bored.
It's fun as always, man. It's one of those classic games.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it for me. And also, speaking of which... next Saturday here at San Diego, there's going to be a final round qualifiers hosted by Battle Void, I believe that's the name of the people that's hosting in next Saturday. If I can find that. Battle in the Valley final round qualifiers at Sheraton Mission Valley Hotel in up off the 8. So guys, check it out on Facebook, Battle in the Valley 1, and in parentheses final round qualifier. So pretty much final round is like one of the events before Evo. It's not really like one of the the road to Evo, and whoever wins this for Street Fighter and Marvel, just like how Clockwork won the Shadow Showdown qualifier at Super Arcade several weeks ago. He now has a free trip to Australia for the Shadow Showdown over there, which is it's like an international version of Evo, but it's been pretty cool. So it's gaining a lot of momentum over there too as well. And final rounds also, I said again, a road to Evo points match. So whoever wins the Marvel and Street Fighter qualifier will get to go into the final round qualifier. So keep your eye on that. It'll be Saturday, September 28th at 10 a.m. Starting off at 10 a.m. and there's gonna be a lot of people from San Diego's coming as well. You got your typical your San Diego Fighting Game community members like Combusted, myself, George, Unprotected Sex Cody. You got Just Joe, Jay Viscount Snyder from Broken Tears coming too as well. We got Uncle Matt's going, Jerry, Ryan, Kinto, of course, George, Laserbeam O'Connor, what's up, buddy? Of course, Danal Dio says he's going to be there. Pinoy from Oceanside Fight Club is going to be there as well. So there's going to be a lot of people going down over there. For all the San Diego people that's been listening right now, please do join us, hit like on Facebook, and join us. Have a little fun. This should be a whole lot of fun. More fun. How about you, Wayne? Any type of news you want to throw out? Pocket pool. Yeah, I know it.
Yeah, no. Not so much anything really going on.
Yeah, it's been a slow week for us. I mean, it's not really...
We've got a couple things in the news here to go over, but not a whole lot, you know?
Oh, yes. For a little fun, let's talk about Riddick. How'd you like it, George? I mean, Wayne. I just called George a white dude and Wayne a Mexican. Talk about a total mistake in case of identity right there. I'm not sorry for it.
Who should be more offended?
You.
The fun.
Oh, no, no. Actually, it's going to be George because he's going to be downgrading as you.
This guy.
Sorry, George.
I don't know. I thought it was a well-done movie. some of the aspects of it. It seemed like it was a little longer in portions than it needed to be, but
oh yeah, definitely.
You know, they could have cut down on the film, but it had added atmosphere to it too. So
yeah, especially the beginning, how he was. For spoiler alert, for people if you haven't watched it yet, go play in traffic. You guys got to go watch it. For Wayne and I, how many stars would you give it out of five?
Out of five, it's probably right around there, right around the four or so.
Four, yeah, same here. Four, solid four in my opinion.
Yeah.
Beginning of the movie, especially when he's you wonder why he's banged up with a nice broken leg and all. So pretty much that's how the story starts of the movie. Picks up from the Chronicles of Riddick, and after he becomes king and whatnot, he's trying to find his old home. And from that point on, it tells you the story. I don't want to, you know, spoil the rest, but it gets very interesting. Good movie. They're pretty much hunting him down, yada yada yada, and then shit hits a fan, literally speaking.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun, especially when he raised that little dog.
It shows a little more human side to him as well.
Yeah, not just being, you know, a night vision freak.
Yeah.
Like he's been out since Pitch Black, since the first movie came out.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? One of the wrestlers turned actor, David Bautista, a.k.a. the Animal Bautista, is in that movie. And you can tell he's pretty much built up with an actual dreadlock mohawk in a way. Multicolored. great movie overall. Worth the money spent. But if you don't want to, just, you know, you can wait for Redbox or buy a Blu-ray, DVD, whatever. And, Wayne, anything else you want to add on to that?
I think you got it covered, bro.
Don't call me that. Don't call me that. Don't call me that, bro. Jesus, really?
Yeah. Right now, we're just kind of looking forward to getting a chance to play in some Wind Waker HD.
So the Wind Waker HD, tell us a little bit about that, Wayne.
Well, I haven't had a chance to play it because it comes out tomorrow.
Yes, yeah, well.
So I'm gonna be picking up the new Wii U Legend Series console. So I believe it's just a regular black Wii U console, but it's got the Zelda design inscribed into the actual controller of
the Wii U.
Yeah.
Maybe it gives me a reason I should pick it up. I probably won't.
It's the only reason I'm getting it is because, like, you know what? I know I'm going to want a Wii U at some point. If I'm going to get one, why not get one that's going to have a nice, you know, better look to it? You know,
that's true.
That I'm going to enjoy more.
That is true.
So.
Yet again.
But yeah, they completely updated, you know, Wind Waker for an HD. I'm just waiting to see how well that looks.
Which is a great game. If you guys haven't played it for Nintendo GameCube, please do pick it up. Or if you could find it.
It's
or
really
if you just
fun.
Want to wait for it, it's a great game.
Yeah,
but,
it'll actually be a download copy that comes with the game.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it'll be very nice. And I still gotta download the other two Zelda games that are available on the 3DS though.
Which is?
What was it?
Four Swords? No.
Yeah, I think Four Swords is one of them.
Wow.
Minish Cap's already on there.
Good old Minish Cap.
Link to the Past is already on there. I've got those two already. No, it was Seasons and Ages, I think.
Oracle of Ages?
Oracle of Ages and Oracle of Seasons.
Oh, nice.
Both of those ones are available.
Okay.
And then I think Four Swords is on there too.
Yeah. I'm actually thinking of picking up the 3DS just because of the Zelda games. For me, I'm a huge fan of Zelda since I was a kid.
Yeah.
And it's...
Maybe do a Zelda marathon on Extra Life.
Oh, that would be so freaking epic.
Yeah.
I know, but so it's... You know, they say people, you know, it's not buying the 3DS anymore. For me, it gives me a reason to actually buy it. Other than the Star Fox.
And, of course, the new Zelda is going to be coming out for in the next... No, 2 months?
After
Extra Life.
Damn it! Really?
I am going to try to reach out to Nintendo and see if they won't be willing to send us a copy a little bit early and see if we can't, you know, get one to play for Extra Life.
That would be so epic, but that's a long
reach. It's Nintendo, so it's a long reach.
That's a long reach.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Nintendo?
Mm-hmm.
Wayne, put up on the news. Today's is pretty much a sad day here for our gaming industry. Hiroyoshi Yamauchi joined the passed away earlier today. He's one of the founders for Nintendo, who pretty much put Nintendo on the map. The former president of Nintendo, who put Nintendo on the map back in the day. And, you know, it's a really sad day. He was, 85 years old when he passed on. He's also, he's a huge, you know, he introduced a lot of the gaming hardware for Nintendo itself. I believe the,
Everything from the Super Nintendo up to the GameCube, he oversaw.
Yeah, he oversaw, the Super Bazooka for the Super Nintendo as well. I bet you anything the same way too with the, I don't know if you guys remember, the Mario Paint for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. Mario Paint, yes, Mario Paint. I still have mine. Yeah. Well, I gotta find a mouse and a pad for it. But anything else, but it's, yeah, from there. I mean, he designed it very well. He helped design the Nintendo 64 controller, which is, in my opinion, still the best Nintendo controller ever that came out.
Yeah.
Feel free to argue with that on our Facebook page. So, what else did he come out? I mean, he did the other Rumble, pretty much anything that you imagine. The Rumble Pack, the expansion cartridge for the Nintendo 64.
He led Nintendo to a lot of great technologies. Basically taking it from a trading card company to, you know,
to what it is right now, what you see, and also from the past and everything in the middle.
Yeah.
So funny thing is that he was also owner of the Major League Baseball team called the Seattle Mariners.
Yeah.
And I didn't know about this until I read it. And I'm like, hey, wait, hold on. So, and also the other thing that they found out is that he never saw a game of the Mariners since he owned it.
Not live anyways.
But he's seen it on TV, but it's kind of sad though. Yeah. Sad to see a team that you own, but yet you never see him play live in person. So rest in peace, and thank you for what you've done to us. Thank you for opening up our childhoods. Thank you for, you know, giving a lot of us an imagination to look through, and especially video games. Thank you. I bet, you know, 100% of the fans will say the same thing. Thank you for the wonderful games. Thank you for the memories. Thank you for everything. Rest in peace, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad. So.
Other news: Activision Blizzard has actually been trying to find a way to separate itself from Vivendi, but courts have actually put that on hold.
Yes.
There's basically an injunction against them. They saying you can't do that. So.
But so waka 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 waka.
We'll see. They're still trying to find a way to make it work. You know. You know, it's a good company. They make mistakes here and there, just like everybody else. But good overall company. It's just I think they've been haven't really been doing too well financially. So
yeah, Activision. It kind of sucks though. I mean, Activision brought us the first Tony Hawk game for the PlayStation system, which I truly enjoy. Also, he did the several Spider-Man games too as well.
Dude, they brought a lot of things over the years. I mean, they actually had some.
The Tony Hawk series, the Spider-Man 1 and 2, I believe. Yeah. What else? What else did they came out with?
There were some really small titles that were good that they put out for the Game Boy.
Really?
Yeah.
Name them.
I can't. It's one of those.
Look it up.
Huh?
Look it up. Might as well, right?
We can try.
I mean, Game Boy. I
remember some of the titles that I was playing. I remember seeing the name pop up on.
Activision Anthology, IGN.com. Hey!
Yeah, that's gonna be more like really old games like Pitfall and so forth. But
oh, yes! Oh, God, Pitfall. Jesus, really?
But they were involved in a lot of things over the years. I'm not sure if it. That's gonna be the only one that's gonna pop up because that's the biggest. One of the bigger sellers they had, but.
Of course, Activision Anthology. We see some more by Anthology. Like, yeah.
The Shark Tales and Shrek games, you know, for Game Boy Advance and so forth.
Yeah, the movie turned into game base as well.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, they were behind a lot of those.
Oh, wow. We said, I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so... also, speaking of from movie to games, what movies are going to be on into games we were talking about earlier, Wayne?
Well, they're working on a Riddick game right now.
There you go, which is, you know, surprising. It's, you know, well, not surprising to me.
It is and it isn't, so it's kind of interesting to see, going to be see how that works out. So.
Infinite Vision Mode. Tuk, 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 tuk.
Yeah.
All right, and what else we have here on the...
Well, you have Expendables 3, some of the cast has been announced.
Our crazy, crazy movie that's just pretty much a man movie. Mindless man movie full of action.
Yeah.
Of course, it comes with, you know, the regular cast from the first two movies, like from Jason Statham, Sly Stallone, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Let's see who else.
Cruise, Gotcher.
We also has the original cast,
yeah.
Like Dolph, Terry Crews. Jet Li is coming back, but you know he retired from action movies, so he's probably gonna do like a 50-minute cameo and bounce out like we did in the second one.
More than likely.
Oh yeah, definitely. We also have a former UFC heavyweight champion and UFC fighter turned into actor, Randy Couture. New cast members is Harrison Ford, that took over Bruce Willis's place. We also got Antonio Banderas. We also got Killian Lutz. The hell's that dude? We also got Mr. Blade himself, Wesley Snipes,
yep,
coming in. Get this, Kelsey Grammer. Tell me, what movie he done that has action in it? Three, two, one. X-Men.
Basically, that's
X-Men.
Yeah.
The Last Stand. When he played Beast. I don't know what kind of action is that, hanging upside down with a blue fur coat around you.
Yeah. Although he's been involved in some other TV series and so forth where he's...
Of course, yeah, okay. He did The Game, The Boss, Medium TV series. He did Hank? Damn, I didn't know about that. Yeah, so he's more towards intellectual / comedy in a way.
In most cases, yeah. But he's one that's been known to stretch himself to try to fit all the roles.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not afraid of a challenge. He's gonna be pretty much the main villain in Transformers 3.
What?
Yeah.
Transformers 3.
Yeah. Transformers 3, Age of Extinction. Kelsey Grammer is gonna
Transformers
be the bad
guy.
Transformers
4, moron.
Yeah, Transformers 4. Sorry.
Really? And you're the Transformer nerd around here.
It's been one of those days.
Bull crap. So inside on Kelsey Grammer, who's he gonna play? Who's he gonna voice? Another Patrick Dempsey bullcrap going on with that one?
Not much is known about the character. The name was put out there, but it's one of those names where it doesn't really relate to anything.
Which is?
I would have to see if I can look it up for you.
It's the same way, too. Like, what's his name? Shockwave and Sentinel Prime. Doesn't really make sense, but it made sense.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to play an actual villain. He's not going to be a voice. It's going to be an actual acting gig.
Oh, okay. So that's going to be another thing to look at.
Harold Attinger.
Never mind. I quit on that.
we don't know who the character is really going to be.
And also, let's see. We also have Robert Davi.
Yeah.
And of course, UFC women's UFC fighter, Ronda Rousey.
Yeah.
Ronda Rousey. Really? Of course, you're going to have Misha Tate going to be in the Fast 7 movie, which is coming out for, you know, the Vin Diesel, the car movie. So Ronda Rousey is pretty much the current women's UFC champion. So props. So this should be a fun cast. But the one person that's missing in this cast, think about it.
Oh, we know.
Say it. We were talking about him earlier.
You're thinking of Chuck.
Yes. Really? You gotta have him in the next movie. Please. We need some more of those Chuck Norris jokes. More than one! But the Cobra thing was pretty funny. We did laugh.
It was awesome.
It was funny though. It was looking at the cast when he said that. They couldn't keep a straight face.
Yeah.
I really want to get the actual Blu-ray and watch the behind the scenes with that take, with that scene. I want to see at least half of them, more than half of them are going to laugh their ass off.
Yeah, yeah, I would love to see how it takes.
Especially with, oh, dude, that it looks like they just looks like the whole movie was just straight out outtakes.
Mm-hmm.
It was just straight out outtakes. It's just whatever.
All I know is that, you know, this is the third one for Expendables. There'll probably be a fourth one.
Typical.
And then the fifth one is just going to be a giant AARP commercial.
an AARP insurance commercial. I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that at all. I mean, the only person I can look at the cast right now that is young is Jason Statham.
Yeah.
Well, Terry Crews is in his mid-40s. Same with Randy Couture. Jet Li is the same way too as well. Wesley Snipes, I think, is on his 50s already.
Yeah. I mean, they're all getting there.
All getting there.
Yeah.
Well, any more on the news other than the movies?
That's pretty much on the news there. Of course, we've got our Extra Life coming up.
Extra Life. I still need to do my my page too as well.
Be sure to hit up our page. It's going to be extra-life/team/two shots of geek.
Yes, if you guys on Facebook, look up Transformers Legends fan page. They also did a link for us for our page for Extra Life. They're a great supporter. If you guys are Transformers fan, like Wayne, myself, and also George, well, not as big as us two, not as big as Wayne, but these guys are helping us out a lot. It's just, you know, feedback from those guys. Go to their page, hit like, and check out their news and rumors from any Transformers stuff that's coming out.
Yeah, they're actually focused more on Transformers Legends, the actual the MOBAGE game.
But still.
If you want to get a heads up in that game, learn some tips and tricks, and stay in touch with the community and how people are doing. It's a good way to get going on. They're a great little community of gamers there.
True. Definitely true with that.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been a short week for us. George's not here. I'm stuck with Wayne. And now I know how George feels when I'm not here.
Oh.
Damn it. How the hell does he survive just being with you? Never mind. So make sure to check us out on our Facebook page, twoshotsofgeek.com. Also our main page, twoshotsofgeek.com. Make sure to hit like, comment, look at any pictures, look at our posts too. We do some upcoming posts and whatnot. Having a little fun from there. And also check out Extra Life for Radio Children Hospital. This, again, it's for a great cause. It's for the kids. It's not for us. We don't take any penny from this. It's all straight for the kids. By the kids. Yeah. We just do this for fun. Raising charity. And yeah.
So if you head to our Extra Life page, you get the option. You can either just make a straight up donation for us to really help us out. It goes right to Raise Children's Hospital.
Yes. A dollar helps. Anything you guys can give. A dollar helps.
Yep.
And also, hopefully next week we'll announce what kind of prizes for the...
We're going to be having some prizes. I know we've got at least a couple things in the bank already. Maybe a few other things ready for you. We're looking at a local event to set up as well.
Yes.
You can also participate yourself if you like. If you hit our Extra Life page, you can join our team.
Yes.
And actually help raise money for Rady's Children's or a local hospital, your choice as well.
It doesn't have to be Rady's. It has, as long as... Hospital.
If you don't have a hospital in mind, please choose Rady's though. And... jump on our team and help us out. We can really use the help. Every little bit counts.
Every little bit always helps. So, damn it, I'm still stuck here with you, huh?
Yeah. But I got cookies over there, so it's all good.
Oh, dear God. I forgot you have a fast metabolism. You're more skinny than the damn twig.
Yeah, basically.
All right, folks, so I guess this is it. I don't know, I forgot what George says. This is the end over here. He's probably going to shoot us as well.
Yeah, whatever. It doesn't matter. He's not here.
All right, folks. We'll see you guys on the next podcast. I know. Deuces. Ah.
Adios.
See what he did there?